sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah.
Oh, my soul will sing
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You reign forever.
Rain
for
forever.
Oh my, oh my soul.
Rain
for
forever.
Oh my,
oh my soul. We'll sing
hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh my soul.
Brought me over.
Brought me over.
Hallelujah. One more time.
You brought me over.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me.
Brought me over.
Oh, my.
Oh, my soul will sing.
You brought me.
Brought me over.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul will sing hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Welcome to a beautiful day. The very, very first Monday in the month of August. Beautiful, beautiful week, I believe it's going to be. Welcome. Welcome to your daily faith boost, your energizer, where God's word is brought to you to strengthen you, to encourage you. I believe we're going to have a great time this week, as we've always been having. God is our help. God is our strength. God is our life and our light. So are you ready? All right. So what does this week hold for us? Well, let's jump in and we will find out together. So the 23rd Psalm again. Are you ready? Okay. So we do what now? Let's do the message translation today. All right. It says, God, my shepherd. I don't need a thing, all right? That's like God, my shepherd, an exclamation after the word shepherd. God, my shepherd, all right? I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from, true to your word. You let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through dark valley, I'm not afraid. When you walk at my side, I mean, why should I be afraid when you walk at my side? Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I am back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. What a beautiful place to say amen. Just in case you do not have the message translation, please get it, all right? Please, you could easily download the YouVersion and help yourself to as many, many, many translations as possible, all right? This will just allow you, get a broader spectrum, all right, to basic understandings of Scripture. So we are looking today at something so important, and that is what? Verse 6. You're like, okay, from verse 5 to 6, well, yeah. Well, it was 5a, you remember? All right, so we've not done 5b yet. And then we're kind of like in 6, and I believe just for certain reasons, and when I say certain reason, I believe that someone will be greatly blessed by this. Just in case you are that person, let me know, okay? just in case you are. So go to the regular King James, and then we'll see what it says here. Alright, it says in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So we might be just doing the A part of the sixth verse. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. The word surely is a language or a word of certainty. All right. It's a tone of certainty, a tone of assurance, a tone of confidence, a tone of trust, a tone of belief. For the psalmist to use the word surely here is saying it, I believe, based on the character of his shepherd. He knows his shepherd. That's why he said, hey, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack because I know him. Listen, this is how he's dealt with me. He made me lie down in green pastures, led me beside still waters, and still leads me beside the still waters. He, this my shepherd, restores my soul. He, my shepherd, leads me in paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. Guys, you need to know my shepherd, as in even if I walk through valleys of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil because he is with me. Do you understand that this psalm, all right, the 23rd psalm, communicates a trust in the shepherd? We'll see that, you know, as we forge ahead, I believe, right? It's just trust. So he gets to this very last chapter and he says, surely, I know this person I'm dealing with. I know the person who's got my back. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's just run through a few translations on this, right? So King James once again says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. NLT says, surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. So it says goodness, mercy. NLT says goodness and unfailing love, right? Goodness and unfailing love. I like the Passion Translation. It says, why should I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Did you get that? Why should I be afraid? Your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. And afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be with you forever, forever. With you, NIV, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God's Word Translation, certainly goodness and mercy will stay close to me all the days of my life, and I would remain in the Lord's house for days without end. All right, Amplified says, surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell forever throughout all my days in the house and in the presence of the Lord. All right. Amplified Classic now says, surely or only, all right? Surely or only. So it picks one of the two, or it picks both, but it now says, surely or only, goodness, mercy, unfailing love will follow me all the days of my life, and through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. So we see here, we see goodness, we see only, we see certainly, all right? But of course, largely we see the word surely. This is certainty. And I would like to ask, what are you certain about when dealing with the Lord is concerned? Have you come to a place like the psalmist, that place of certainty? Oh, I know in whom I have believed, right? I trust him. I know him. I've come to know him. And we must understand that there's a way we could know God by his word, know him by his revelation, or by revelation of his word. The Bible says, for by two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. You know, so we need to lay the foundation, number one, on the word. Knowing him, trusting him, because this is what his word says. And then number two, because we've now seen it work. All right? Number one, because, hey, David was going to face Goliath, but David said, hey, I killed the bear, I killed the lion. But if David never killed the bear nor the lion, he won't be able to say, I killed the bear and the lion. Because sometimes you're trying to, like, gain an experience to say, well, I've seen it work. But you have to believe to have to see it work. Do you understand that? So how do you know that faith and confession work? How do you know laying hands on the sick will work? How do you know? If you say, well, I've got to believe Before I know, then you're going to having to walk by sight and not by faith. So the primary way to build this absolute confidence in God's word is, I mean, like Kenneth Hagin loves to say, the Bible is God speaking to me. The Bible is God speaking to me. The Bible is God speaking to me. So Bible uses the word surely. So what's so sure? Goodness and mercy will follow you. I know back in the days, and I'm sure still now, we get to use this, you know, to end a number of church services or Christian gatherings and all of that. But this is a product of revelation. This is a product of intimacy. This is a product of understanding. Surely, surely, maybe you want to say that a couple of times. Surely. And guys, certain things have to be sure. We have to be confident, all right? It's got to be sure, surely. All right, as you know, the week goes on, let me say, all right, there are a few surely kind of things that we're going to come in contact with and then maybe feed on them a little more. For instance, the 91st Psalm and the 3rd verse. But please let me know if you are one of those guys that needs this. I believe somebody, all right, needs this verse 6 and the A part. All right, Psalm 91 verse 3 says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. An assurance. It is certain. You say, oh, but it doesn't really like happen all the time. You and I are going to have to see, okay, if it's sure, then what makes it not seem to be sure? But it is sure because Bible says surely. All right, so what do we do? How do we cooperate with it? All right, because we need to understand how this thing works. I'm sure somewhere in your home right now, or wherever you might be listening to this broadcast, something is plugged or was plugged. If you're listening on your phone and maybe you're in transit at the moment, your phone at certain points was charged, all right? So you have something around you, your laptop or something that was plugged. Now, it wasn't the electric company that came to your home or your office to charge your laptop or your phone, all right? The job of the electric company was to supply electricity to the street, to the home, all right? The electric company or an electrical person, all right, comes to now run the wirings and all that into the house, all right? They put in the fuse, the sockets and all. Now, you pick up the charger and you insert into the socket. It's not the electric company that will do that part for you. Please understand this, all right? So you don't go into the house, all right? Then it's dark and then you didn't try out any of the switches, or maybe you did try out the switches, but you didn't fix in any light bulb. And then you say it's dark. Oh, I need to call the electric company. I need to make a demand. I need to lodge a complaint. The electric company has supplied. You pick it up from there. Okay. So God has made things available for you and I. Glory to God. I want to believe that illustration just, you know, hit home for someone listening right now. The electric company has supplied. You turn in. And turning in is, that's where faith comes in. That's where knowledge comes in. That's where you walking in praise, walking in thanksgiving, believing you have received. That's where it all comes in. So Psalm 91 and the 3rd verse says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We will deal with this, all right? But we just need to build an introductory, what's that? Is it case or what word do we use, all right? Introductory case. Today, Isaiah 53, all right, the 4th and the 5th verses of Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. It's sure, certain, he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was, Bible says, wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Allow me read it this way. Surely he has borne our griefs. Surely he has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he was wounded for our transgressions. Surely he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely the chastisement of our peace, your peace, my peace, was upon him. And surely with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. It's sure. It's certain. It's definite. This is concluded in the heart of God. And it was eventually concluded in the finished work of Christ. Because we see Peter now says, by his stripes we were, past tense. Were. So it's good enough for you where you are right now to say, my healing is sure. My health is sure. All right. Psalm 91 says your deliverance is sure. All right. Your deliverance is sure. It says you will be delivered, or he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. Are you going through something tough? Come to God's word and remind yourself certain things are sure. All right. If you could say to yourself where you are, just say, surely, 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 you know, that one word. All right. That one word in your mind coming through your lips, all right, meditated upon in your heart, that one word could be so loaded, all right, that, you know, you get so much from it. Just say to yourself, glory to God, surely. Oh, thank you, Father, because it's sure. And as you said that, like 2-3 verses could just run through you. Hallelujah, surely, hallelujah, he has borne our griefs. Surely, he carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded, surely, for our transgressions. Surely he was bruised for our iniquities. Surely, hallelujah, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And surely, 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 with his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Praise God, praise God, praise God. In Isaiah chapter 54 now, all right, just the next chapter there, all right, from the 15th verse, it says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you will fall for your sake. Surely, come on now. Surely, oh, they gang up against you. Oh, you have some haters. Oh, this is working against you. Oh, this might not know. It says, surely, behold, they will surely gather together, but not by me. All right, whosoever shall gather together against you will fall for your sake. Behold, verse 16, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that bring forth an instrument for his work. I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment you will condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says Lord. This is sure. This is sure, all right? Because we're going to look at the word surely, all right? And then variations of it. For instance, you find the word shall. Shall. Psalm, you know, Psalm 1, all right? The first Psalm from verse 1 to verse 3 says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, right, in God's law, he will meditate day and night. Verse 3 says, he shall be. He shall be. That means it's certain. It's certain. It's certain, all right? It's a variation of that certainty, that surely term, all right? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also will not wither, and anything it does will prosper. This is sure. This is sure. So once again, the electric company has made the supply. You've got to pick it up from there. You plug in your charger into the socket and turn the switch on. You fit in the light bulbs and turn the switch on. That's what you got to do. Standing, grumbling, complaining wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It is you now turning the power on. You turning the switch on, and that's you operating by faith. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. Faith comes by you, you know, hearing, and faith is released by you acting on God's word. So when you find a word in the scripture, act on it. All right. By acting on it, you ignite the power. By acting on it, you release the power. Because it's not just the hearer, guys, that is blessed. Bible says in James chapter 1 that it is the doer of the word that would enjoy the blessing the word carries. So when you find the word shall, all right, and there are loads of promises, all right, you find, for instance, now this might not sound like a promise, but this is sure. Mark 11:23, whosoever will say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, but shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that whatever he says will come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. He shall. It's certain. It's fixed. It's set in spiritual stone. He shall, as long as you will say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart, but believe that the thing you say will come to pass, you shall have whatever you say. So that is sure. Come on, somebody say, surely. Are you getting the picture here now? Glory to God. It's just so exciting how God blesses us with revelation on this daily faith boost, right? Just for us to get inspired and get blessed and get turned on to face whatever it is that is in front of us. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you shall have them. It's certain. It's certain. Please, certain. You've got to understand this, all right? You have to take note of these terms, all right? It says, surely, now we see shall. You shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. If you believe, all right, that you receive the things you ask for in prayer, you shall. It is certain. It is sure, all right? You shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaves also would never wither, and whatever it does will prosper. Another variation, you find the apostle saying, for we know, and I know, all right? So, for instance, in Romans chapter 8, and the 28th verse says, for we know that all things work together for good. For we know that all things work together for good. For we know. So, question is, what do you know? What have you come to know? Do you understand that? You've got to know something, and that still comes back to you going into God's word. You know, you would have heard me mention in the course of the weeks past that there's something we learned from David, and that's the fact that he relates with God. Well, the Psalms generally, even the ones that were not necessarily written by David, like the 91st Psalm, is not a Davidic Psalm. It's believed, well, Psalm 90 is Moses, all right? And then, you know, we could put 91. Bible scholars could put 91 again on Moses, and then some say, well, it could be one of David's exams, but basically Moses. All right. So you would find, for instance, that the 90th Psalm is, you know, it has a heading, all right? We're told it's the Psalm of Moses, but the 91st Psalm doesn't have a heading. So we find some Bible scholars saying, hey, Moses wrote it, all right? And if you do look at the language there, right, feathers, the shadow and all, yep, it really does flow with Moses. But then some other Bible scholars say, no. We think that David wrote this. So, but the point is, you know, I'm trying to say, it's a beautiful sound. Let me not get further into that. All right. But the thing is, you would notice a tone in the Psalms, and that's the fact that there's a present tense reality of God. Like the 23rd Psalm we're looking at, the Lord is my shepherd, not was, not will be. There's something the psalmist is certain about. Allow me just run us through a few, right? Just, I believe, you know, one of these will be a blessing to you. So are you ready? Right, so the 28th Psalm, that's Psalm 28, and verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. So he says, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my shield. Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him I will trust, my buckler, hallelujah, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. This is so beautiful. Psalm 18, 2. Allow me just, let's find it where now. Okay, Psalm, yep. I want to just read it in some other versions. It's sweet. All right, so, yes, glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Are you ready? Okay, so Psalm 18 and the second verse. All right, so NLT, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my Savior, my God is my rock, all right, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. This is beautiful, so, so beautiful. NIV says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock again, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Just so many names, so many descriptions, all in one verse. God's Word Translation says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my Savior. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield. Oh, hallelujah. And the strength of my salvation, my stronghold. The Passion Translation says, you you are, right? As real to me as bedrock beneath my feet, like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress, my mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue when none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness, shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. Is anybody asking me to read this again? I think I can hear you say that. I'm going to read it again. You are as real to me as bedrock beneath my feet, like a castle on a cliff, my forever firm fortress, my mountain of hiding, my pathway of escape, my tower of rescue where none can reach me, my secret strength and shield around me. You are salvation's ray of brightness, shining on the hillside, always the champion of my cause. This is super beautiful. Oh Lord, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. You would love the message version also. It says, I love you, God. You make me strong. God is bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live, all right? My rescuing knight, all right? Knight as in knight in shining armor, K-N-I-G-H-T. My rescuing knight, all right? My God, the high crag where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in the granite hideout. Such, you know, this message and TPT, quite poetic, you would agree. Praise God. All right, Amplified says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and the one who rescues me. My God, my rock, and strength in whom I trust and take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my stronghold. Amplified Classic says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are. Could you pause? Which of these words, you know, which of these words, you know, resonates with you? Fortress, rock, hiding place, strength, horn of salvation. Which resonates with you? Oh, hallelujah. You know, so that we don't just read and run through. Let's just not read and run through. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Contemporary English, all right, version, CV, says, you are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector, the rock where I am safe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of shelter. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Anybody praise him? I believe you are. You are praising him as you're hearing this. Glory to God, glory to God. You are my hiding place. You are my rock. Yes, you are the rock beneath my feet. You are the tower upon a hill where I can hide safely. You are my fortress, my firm fortress. You are my place of strength. You are my refuge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody saying this about him? These are present tense realities. The psalmist refers to God in the present tense. You are. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The 27th Psalm, the first verse, says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Present tense again, child of God. Present tense. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The 89th verse, all right, Psalm 89, verse 18 says, for the Lord is our defense, all right, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Psalm 100 and the 5th verse says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is merciful. Psalm 100 and the 3rd verse, Psalm 100 and verse 3. For the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and of plenty mercy. Psalm 103, verse 8. For the Lord, it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger. Whoever says this about God knows God. Please get that. Whoever says this about God has come to know him. And the best way to know him, you go to the word. You see how he dealt with Abraham. We see how we look at how he dealt with Moses. We see how he dealt with the people of Israel. We see his dealings. We see his covenants. We see his promises. And we stand in there and say, God, this is you. We've come to know you. So Psalm 103 again, verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I know you love the popular Psalm 121, Psalm 121, verse 5. The Lord is my keeper. Where it says, thy keeper, the Lord is your shade upon your right hand. You want to say, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade. You want to take a few seconds and just speak of his kindness. Speak of his goodness. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The Lord is my keeper. He keeps me from evil. He keeps me from hardship. He keeps me from wrong decisions. He keeps me from things I will do that will harm me. He keeps me from things others will do that will harm me. He is my keeper. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. He is my protector. He is my shield. He is my high tower. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Take a few moments and say this to yourself, and I look forward to you joining me tomorrow. Don't forget, his goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. They follow you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings, blessings.